All right, what's going on, you guys? Today we're gonna do a little bit of a chill pill talk. It's been a while since we've done like a recorded kind of episode. So I've decided to take a few days off from, like creating content and everything like that. And I'm not sure why. It's probably just because I was too overwhelmed by like having to produce, that much content than I usually do because I used to only do it like once a week and now I have to do it like 3 or 4 times a week, and it got the better of me. And I kind of stumbled on a creative block where, I don't know, I just seem to like run out of ideas, and I'm not sure why. But yeah, it was kind of an interesting segment there, or brief period of idleness, if you will. And I spent the last couple of days playing this new game called Diablo Immortals, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Don't play it. But it's really fun though. And I think what made that game like really like engaging and kind of like different from the other games that I've played before, it's I think it's the depth of like the storyline itself, and you have these side quests and like the kind of like the main quest to take you through the story or the hero's journey, if you will. And I think like it really tied in a lot into like how I approach my content strategy, if you will. So like it used to be more of like the those like inspirational TikToks or reels where you'd have this guy or gal that would do a bunch of random workouts or have different cuts at different like splits, and you kind of sync that with the audio on file, and you kind of like display a few messages that's motivational and whatnot. I mean, that's great, that's amazing, good for them, and I personally enjoy it, but like I feel like we have too much of that, so I kind of want to like deviate it from that. And I think I just don't want to be like one of those like creators that's just like one of many who are already doing that thing. I want to try something new. And I don't know if you know these two people, but Tim Chusano and also I forgot this one guy. Miles. Yeah, Miles. They're both like pretty into the voiceover game where they would narrate like their whole day or narrate a part of their day and then kind of like have a voiceover of like random cuts of clips or maybe intentional cuts of clips, and they kind of like tell you a story, and they kind of display that that character, that enthusiasm and whatnot. And I think like I would want to lean more towards like that kind of content, and I guess like moving forward like that's what I would want. Because I want it to be intentional, and I think that's why I kind of went into like the creative block, because like I just don't feel like I have the right systems in place in order to like accomplish those videos or complete the production phase and whatnot. Because like right now I'm just training myself to kind of like work or operate like a like an entity or a business where I would be the editor, I would also be the videographer, I would also be the stuntman, I would also be the main character, I would also be the one who does the SEO and whatnot. And so it's a little overwhelming while also trying to find a 9-to-5 now that I have my work permit application sorted and I can finally like safely apply to jobs now, which is great. And I just applied to a few, one that's external and the other two was from a previous job that I worked on as a co-op, which was at my school that I just graduated from. So yeah, it's good stuff. And I ideally maybe I would want to try something out of communications, but like I wouldn't mind like having to do that for more experience, for more exposure, because like I felt like the co-op role was a little bit, I guess, how do you say this? It's really generalized, so like you get a little bit of everything, but you don't really get in depth of, a particular field. Like, change management or communications in general, and even communications itself like has a lot of like different like spectrums and I guess branches where you can like explore further into. And to be honest with you, I don't know like what kind of communications I would want to do or I would love to do, but like I'm more than willing to find out, right? And lately I've also been like occupying myself with online courses and whatnot, and I just got into this email marketing thing that I got from my digital marketing course. So shout out to my prof for making me do the 9-hour certification. That was extremely worth it. And yeah, and we'll see where it goes, And I feel like in terms of like discipline and whatnot, I feel like college was a living testament that, hey, you could do those things. But like when you actually have to do those things, not because you're academically obligated to, but just because you're like, personally and independently obligated to, it's a different kind of like urge to structure your days, because you no longer have to like, oh, you have a 2 p.m. class on Monday and a 3 p.m. class on Wednesday, and you have to pick up the groceries at 6 p.m. Now it's really extremely flexible because, well, you're unemployed. So yeah, there's a lot of like systemizing that you have to do for yourself. And I think like a lot of the worries that I had, sorry for the silence, was stem from like not having a certain control in life. Hang on, I'm just gonna turn off something real quick. As I was saying, it was stem around a lot of this lack of control in my life, and for a time it really like crippled me in a sense where I would, just go through the whole day with no systems in place, and I would just like barrage through, I guess like unintentional tasks that make me productive. But in the end of the day, I was just kind of compensating for the guilt that I had for, not being able to contribute to my family, not being able to, have an income stream yet, not a regular one at least. And I was kind of beating myself up for it, and it kind of took a toll on me on my performance at the gym as well as, in my runs. Like especially the last few days, like I haven't really felt like, my best self in terms of my whole running experience as I did in the last month, right? And I think like the beauty of just like discovering like new systems, like new habits, and kind of like restructuring how you used to operate things, that's really a beautiful struggle, because you're kind of creating yourself, a mechanism that works specifically for what you need right now, right? And sometimes the whole thing of figuring out what you need right now itself is a whole process. And I just learned to like embrace it and just go through the motions, and just know that I'll get there when I get there, right? And I'll get a job when I get a job. I'll be able to do those things when I get to do those things. I'll be able to work on my projects when I get to work on my projects. And I'm kind of like less strict on myself, less hard on myself, and just more forgiving, because like I feel like I've lacked that, or I struggle with that for the longest time, really. And yeah, that's the update right now. And I just applied to two jobs today, which was an accomplishment, because I only applied to one job yesterday, which took a while because I feel like there was like a whole process to go through. But yeah, it's all done now. And yeah, I just mostly spend my days waking up at around 8, sleeping at around 11:30. I think I'm trying to sleep earlier, and I'm trying to wake up earlier as well. But while I have the time, I would really love to enjoy these 8 to 9 hour sleeps, because when else do I get to do this, right? And Yeah, so far so good, and I feel like, I don't know, it kind of just gets exciting from here, And before I ramble on endlessly, I just want to say thank you for sticking through all these years, or this past year, if you've discovered my channel or my podcast last year. That's when I got active again. And yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate every single one of you. And cheers to many more and to less burnouts. See ya.